Welcome to Gamers Talk Podcast in our mom's basement with your hosts, Rage Quit Pat and Headshot Dan.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to In Our Mom's Basement. I am one of your pristine hosts. I am Rage Quit Pat. I am joined by my man Dan. What's up, sir?
What is going on? Exciting episode this week. I'm super excited.
Yes, we do. We have another episode tonight. We are going to have another special guest entering the man cave. Very exciting. Very exciting news. He'll be here very shortly. He is on his way. We're going to hear a knock on the door very soon, and Dan's going to let him into the man cave. But let's get over some quick breaking news, I should say, and we also have a quick review this week. So let's just get the review kicked off. Headshot, Dan and I both have played this game.
The Walking Dead.
Well, I thought I was going to come out with a bunch of tears, but so far there hasn't been any tears. I mean, it was a good episode. I mean, it's still episode one, so I'm assuming as the as we progress into the season, things are going to get a lot more juicy. But the way my story ends, I lost a person, unfortunately. But so far, I'm having a blast playing it.
Basically, what I was saying is that I like the step in the new direction that Telltale was doing, with especially with this game. Now you could kind of freely walk around and go to the points, the point of interest, so to speak, in the game. I didn't mind the point and click, that was fine by me, but I do like this step in a new direction, this new gameplay style, to bring in newcomers as well. I think that's awesome. Telltale's definitely moving in the right direction with this game. And yeah, no, I agree, there wasn't anything crazy. I mean, I know a lot of the negative reviews were there was a lot more talking, but we're introducing new characters, and I don't know how you feel about this, Dan, but obviously, if you noticed, it's all teenagers, it's all kids. I mean, we only saw one adult in this episode. We don't know, maybe we might see more, but I like that new aspect. In the other Walking Dead games, obviously we dealt with more adults, so now this is something new. We're dealing with teenagers, they're immature, they're going to make bad decisions. I really like that. How did you feel about it?
It brings a whole new different kind of a story to it, these kids, when I've been playing, I notice, they're not very, I guess, called mature, so things are a little bit more juicy, people, they're still developing those adult characteristics that they're not really gonna gain anymore because there's no parents or adults nearby, so things are a little bit different, I guess, and it throws a little bit more of a twist on it because we're seeing a whole different town, a whole different kind of gameplay out of kids' eyes, teenagers, kids, they even have younger children in the story, so it's really interesting.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. It's definitely a new take, and I like how they're going. And yeah, that first episode was a little bit slow towards the end. I wasn't that angry at that. We are introducing new characters into the game, so you are going to get if you do play this game, it is a little bit slow in the beginning, but I enjoyed it. Final reviews. Final review for me, I would probably give it a nice 7.5. I enjoyed it. I loved it. The ending of the twist was cool. I also like that they're bringing in what they did with the Batman gameplay, where now each individual character is going to have certain feelings towards you. I like that a lot. It looks like they're doing it with most of their games now, which is awesome. But I'm looking forward to episode two. 7.5 for me.
I'm really not trying to. I'm not spoiling anything. That's one thing that we try to avoid as we do our reviews, because I know a lot of people have not got to play yet. But I'm going to say this anyways. I love that I could decorate my room. Okay, that's it. I threw a couple of pictures on there. I love
it. That is pretty cool. That's awesome. I do like that. There is collectibles. That is pretty cool.
So I really much enjoyed it. I'm gonna give that a 7. I think it's a really solid story. I think it did miss some certain aspects. It was very slow. I was hoping for a little bit more action into it, but we didn't get that. And it was sad. Yeah, man, they did look like badass kids. Once you get the chance to play it, I think you'll enjoy it as well. And I have a feeling this season, this series is gonna end real sad. And I don't think I'm ready for that personally. But now that we...
Yeah, and they're coming out rather quickly. Pretty quickly, they're all coming out.
Oh, Far, you never played any Telltale games? A lot of them are really good, man. Like, real good. Like, the Batman series is great. The Walking Dead is phenomenal. Game of Thrones is awesome. Like, there's a lot of good ones out there. So now, since we are able to do our Walking Dead review, You guys play it. Let us know what you guys think about that. But now there's a lot of news rolling around Rainbow Six. Pat, what's going on in the Rainbow Six era?
Rainbow Six, Operation Grimsky. Very shortly, they tease the two newest operators. They're gonna bring in rather than what they've done earlier this season, which was two attackers. Then they brought in two defenders. They're going back to the old formula, which is one attacker, one defender, and they're revamping an entire map, which is awesome. I'm really looking forward to next season. But let's take a look at our first defender operator, which they showed, which was Clash. Dan, I want to know what you think about this, because this is our first defender operator that looks like they have a shield kind of like the size as Montaigne. And as we go through the trailer, it's going to shoot out electric shock, kind of maybe could do a possible damage like Twitch. So I want to know what your take is on this. Again, look at that, a riot shield. First time we see this with a defender. What's your take on that?
You know what? I have a feeling already. I'm already gonna hate this operator. All right, I already hate fucking.
Welcome to the follow, man. Oh, welcome to the man cave.
Welcome to the man cave, buddy. Thanks a lot for that follow. Much appreciated. I hate shield characters as it is, but now you're gonna tell me that there's gonna be a shield character that is gonna be able to shock you. It looks like it might be able to shock you, like a Twitch thing. Like, dude, I'm gonna blow a casket, and I don't think I'm gonna like this very much.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, though? They've done a good job at balancing out operators. I mean, so far this season, maybe only Lion was a little bit OP, and they had to nerf him a little bit. But if you looked, at last season with the two defending operators, they're not really OP, which is good. Alibi has her weaknesses. She is a nasty operator, though. But, so far so good with her. Same thing with Maestro. You know, you and I talked about on past podcasts that this might be a little bit OP, but in a lot of ranked matches I don't really see too much of Maestro. His gadget isn't been OP, so this might be not so bad. I don't think it'll be that bad.
If you think about most of the shield operators that we deal with, there's always that side that you can always like graze them with, but this shield operator seems like it covers the sides of the operator as well, so it looks like he's gonna be a lot harder to pick off, and it looks like he's only gonna be a back. You have to hit him in the back.
Yeah, the big thing with the shield is obviously Montaigne. If you know how to use him well, Montaigne is pretty much a tough kill. But he has his weaknesses, of course. And then of course there's Blitz, who is probably one of the more annoying operators in the game. But only time will tell. I'm very excited to see this, and she does look more of a camping operator, so to speak. That's going to hang back at the base. This does not look like a roamer. And, Dan and I have different play styles. Dan is more of the guy that likes to hold back and hold down the fort, so to speak. And I am the heavy roamer and the sweat, as they like to use the terminology in Rainbow Six Siege. But
the sweat.
Only time will tell. The full reveal, I believe, is August 17th. But today they also revealed the attacking operator, which is Maverick. Dan, what do you think of the new Maverick? This is a hard breacher. He has a blowtorch. Kind of like a Habana, comparing him. I would kind of throw him with like a Habana. As you see, he can open up a lot of peaks in the reinforced walls. So besides Habana, who only has the nine projectiles you could have up to, opens up small spaces. It looks like with Maverick, you can open up a big space, which could be a really good advantage. What do you think of that?
Well, he's definitely not a breacher. That's one thing. You're not going to breach anything with a small like that. But, depending on how long you can actually do that line for, it's already an OP thing. And depending, you don't really get to see much on how big that hole is. For all you know, it could be a bigger hole than what it looks, or it could be a smaller hole than what it looks. But you can get some nasty-ass peaks with a small hole. And I have a feeling once you do that, people are going to be spraying through that hole. I think it'll be harder for an attacker to use something like that versus a defender. All you have to do is just shoot in between that hole, where attacker, you actually have to look for a person through that tiny hole. So this one, I like the character. It could go any way, though. I don't think he's going to be OP. I very much like that gadget, and I think that's a character that I would see myself using, because that's very cool.
Yeah, it's definitely an attacker. I've always been big on Thermite in the early days. I still use him if need be. Habana, of course. is another operator that, you know, I use very heavily. I could see myself definitely checking out Maverick. I definitely want to see what his gadget, how big, you know, they're going to release the full gameplay August 17th. So this is just you know, a trailer. The hole could be much bigger than what they're showing in that cinematic trailer. So we could possibly see maybe a bigger breach. Maybe he can open up a little bit more with his blowtorch. And also, how much of the blowtorch will he have? So that's another thing to check out as well. So definitely August 17th, I'm looking forward to, and seeing these reveals for Operation Grimsky. I'm looking very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'll definitely play it once it comes out. Definitely check out the new operator, since I'm always playing the new operators. Even if they suck.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's not true. I don't think that's true. If there's operators that suck, you don't play them.
I try them at least once.
That is true. Yeah, we do at least try them at least once. Our friends end up playing as the garbage operators.
I used to like Maestro at the beginning, but I started phasing away from it. That gun, that recoil is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't use it with the ACOG. You got to use it with the holographic. It's much better. With the ACOG, it's rough.
Yeah, definitely.
Real quick, before we move on from the Siege news, of course, they're revamping a new map. The Hereford base is completely reworked. You could see the pictures of it. It's very rainy. It looks a lot, a complete overhaul. What did you think from the pictures, Dan, and the video they showed? Because I used to love that map, and they took it out of ranked. They're bringing it back. I'm very excited for them to bring it back, and it's completely revamped. Reduced entry points, a revamped exterior stairwell. They revised the courtyard, the roof, also as a complete overhaul as well. They removed the original balcony. They have yet to show the interior, but they've also made some significant changes to the room layout. So what was the problem with the older map was it was heavy defensive. That's why they took it out of rank. Defense always usually normally won, so they took it out. But what do you think of the whole revamp and they're bringing the map back?
I actually forgot what map that was. I saw it, I was like, oh, a brand new map? And then as I started watching the video, I was like, oh, shit, this is an old map that got revamped. And I think it looks freaking awesome, man. I think it looks beautiful. I know when I saw it, I was like, holy shit, dude, this map looks freaking awesome now. Like, I hated it before. Like, my map was awful before. But now, I'm in love. That map looks so fucking good, man. I can't wait to try that out, man.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the new map. The new map they came out with this time around for
Thanks,
Siege,
Chuck.
It's not bad.
Thanks,
it's
far
not
from luck.
Terrible. I don't think it's terrible. It's decent. It has its moments. But I really hope Ubisoft really does well, because they haven't, when they've buffed, what's that map that we've been playing on? Clubhouse.
Oh, Clubhouse? I'm on the revamped
top. Buffed Clubhouse, and I actually like the buff. I think the buff is much better. So I'm very excited to see what they're bringing in with this new map. I'm very excited for Operation Grimsky. I'm just waiting for them to announce Season 4 already. Let's go. There's only one more. I'm sorry, Year 4. I didn't mean to say Season 4. Season 4 is going to be the end of the year, but I'm ready for them to announce Year 4. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, man. Year 4, hopefully, man. It's going to be... They said they're going to go on for a while, so I mean, I guess we're going to see what they're going to bring to the table, because I would love some more operators.
Yeah, I hope so. And that's it for our Rainbow Six news real quick. I know Dan has some exciting news. He's been going completely insane about this, and he's probably going to buy it on his Nintendo Switch. Dan, what's going on with your Switch?
Well, I'm definitely not going to buy it, but I was pretty excited when I did see that it was coming to Switch. And that, you know, Diablo 3 is making moves, man. You know, there's been talk that there was a couple of Blizzard projects in the works. One was rumored Nintendo, so Diablo 3 for Nintendo Switch, and it was finally confirmed today. But at a $60 price tag, I don't know, man. Even if it includes all DLCs, $50 price tag. Fuck, man, that's a pretty expensive price tag. So I wouldn't buy it. I don't think I'm gonna buy it. And another rumor is Diablo 4, BlizzCon. You know, last year there was no BlizzCon. There was nothing at all. I mean, there was no Diablo at BlizzCon. It was all World of Warcraft, the Hearthstone, and Overwatch. So this is the year of Diablo, and
I think you're just lying right now.
Not for $60. I ain't buying it. Hell no,
it
man.
Matter. Yeah, I know for $60, but to take it on the go, you're going to play Diablo on the go, you're not going to pass that up.
Yeah, what am I going to do when I go? Play by myself? You know, it's not a game you play by yourself.
Well, they're coming out online, so maybe by then you'll have online.
So if I'm driving in the car, I'm going to be able to play with a friend in the car? No. it's not going to work.
No, the online, listen, you know you're going to buy it.
I'm exactly. not. Maybe when it goes on sale, sure. Maybe if it goes on sale, sure. But I'm
Nintendo
not spending $60.
Nintendo does not put anything on sale, even third-party games. They never go on sale. The only game that ever went on sale I've seen is WWE. That was because that game was a complete mess on the Switch.
Look, yeah, see, Farlock, Far From Luck even agrees, $60 too much, you know? $40, okay, reasonable amount, but not $60, dude. Are you serious? Oh,
yeah,
man.
I don't know. I think you're going to buy it. I really think you are going to end up.
But the bigger news that are coming out is the Diablo 4. Now, that, on the other hand, I'll pay $60 for, especially if it gets announced and it's coming out, you know, 2020, as the rumor states. I'm fine with that. I can wait 2 more years. But or I'll even take a Diablo 2 remastered. I'll be happy with that. But I can't wait to go to BlizzCon, because there's going to be a lot of Diablo news at BlizzCon. And I'm so fucking excited for that.
Yeah, I know you are.
All right, and what else do we have? I saw your Facebook message, by the way, so.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I mean, we got some more breaking
news.
Somebody's
knocking
on
our
door. We're going to wait for Mr. Trey to come inside the doors. Guys, hang tight for a second. We're going to go check the door real quick, and
somebody keeps knocking, Dan. It's somebody's knocking on the door real quick.
All right, it looks like our we opened the door. Our guest is here. So now it's time to introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. This is the main event of the evening. And this is the moment you all been waiting for.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Time!
The man, the myth, the legend.
And now introducing our podcast guest coming out of the red corner. This man is a Fortnite martial artist holding a professional record of over 100 wins and a shit ton of losses, standing 6 feet 2 inches tall, weighing 181 pounds, podcasting out of Imperial, Minnesota. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the reigning, defending Fortnite champion of the world, Trey the Trainer! I think Trainer keeps getting kicked out. Bro, you keep getting kicked out of the
door. Yo, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you keep getting discounted.
Yeah, I know. I think my fat ear's clicking it. My bad.
All right,
we're back. All right, let's go. Let's get it. What do you guys got?
We got it. All right, we good?
We good. All right, we out here.
We're good. All right, let's go. Dan, what do we got?
Oh, man. All right, let's just jump in over here. Black Ops Beta came out. I know Trey played it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to become professional, right? Well, what'd you think about the beta?
Dude, I thought it was great. I thought it was a great jump back into a Call of Duty that people will actually enjoy. It was a little bit... I had a lot of people commenting saying it was kind of similar to the last Call of Duty, which I disagree with. I think there's a lot of different things. I really like the health bar at the top and how you have to use the syringe to bring yourself back up to full health. I really thought that was a good ad. Thought it was needed for a long time. I actually told someone, like, before I started streaming, I actually told some of my buddies they should add that. Like, some sort of healing, you know, that you can't just... That way you can push fights a lot quicker than having to wait to heal for the game to heal you.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a great ad.
Yeah, I really like this Black Ops 4 beta, like, so much, man. Compared to the last couple of Call of Duties, just in general, I'm not enjoying it. Even World War II, when it's boosted ground, I'm still not enjoying it. But this Black Ops beta was fantastic. I really liked it a lot.
Yes, I'm really excited for it. I don't know, I forget what, I think it's like October 12th it comes out.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. But the beta for Blackout is in September, so I'm really, that's the next thing we're looking forward to.
That's what I'm really excited. Yep. That's going to be a good birthday present for me.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be
excited.
Good. Pat, did you play it at all, or...?
I played it a little bit. You know I'm a hard critic when it comes to Call of Duty. I'm not going to say I hate it. I'm not going to say I liked it. I was kind of in the middle. I did enjoy. The maps were pretty cool. I like the layout of the new maps. I do agree with Trey. I do like the new health system. instead of the regen. It's going to be something weird to get used to, but I did enjoy it. I just didn't like the guns. I don't think there's normally with Call of Duty games, there's always those guns that kind of stand out. I felt that it took me a lot of shots no matter what gun I used to kill somebody. So I know it's a beta. I'm sure they'll definitely tweak that. But, I mean, that's definitely one thing I think Treyarch needs to tweak. And I've always liked the Treyarch Call of Duty game. I've even loved the jetpack ones that everyone despises. So, I have faith in Treyarch. So I have faith that they'll fix this. But, you know, like I said, I did enjoy even the jetpacks.
Agreed.
You know, I was really looking forward to a story. We're not gonna get a story in this one. Instead, we're getting the Blackout, which you know, we got the zombies and the Battle Royale instead. So I guess those are gonna make up for the story. Hopefully, I mean, I'm a huge story fan of the Call of Duty series, so it's gonna hurt me in a little bit. But if their Blackout is really good, I won't mind it at all. Did you play any of the stories, Trey? Or are you a big fan of them at all?
Are you saying just Call of Duty in general?
Yeah, the story in general.
You know, I always did play the stories, but I wasn't, like, a huge fan of them. I mean, I was a huge fan of them, but I wasn't, like, my main thing. I've always been a multiplayer kind of guy in any game. I always get kind of burnt out of the stories a lot of the time. There's very few stories I finish. But as far as Call of Duty, they all definitely have great stories behind them. I think World War II was probably one of the worst in a while, so I was kind of disappointed in that one. But I'm really looking forward to a Black Ops 4 story, and I think I will play it out, even though it's not my main thing. But like I said, I'm more of a multiplayer guy anyways. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Casey, thanks for the follow. Much appreciated. Very much appreciated. Welcome to the Man Cave. Ghost. Don't even mention Ghost, because the Ghost was a horrible game.
First in the series.
What a puke.
I think the only thing good that came out of the Ghost was Clan Wars, but that's it.
I don't think anything came out good. I think that was a bad game.
I think Ghost was just a complete, utter disaster. It tried to be Battlefield way too hard, and it completely failed.
Yeah, agreed.
And I think we also got a trailer for the new Battlefield 5. Is that correct?
I liked it.
It looks really good.
Let me toss that up there, because this is one game I'm super excited about. I cannot wait for it. At E3, it looked incredible. I know, Trey, you said you were looking forward to it. Pat, I know you're looking forward to it. What was the last Battlefield game that you actually enjoyed?
Ooh. God, what was it?
Hardline?
I mean, no, the one before that one.
Battlefield 4?
Battlefield
4. That was the last Battlefield I played.
Hardline was caca, man.
Because I've always been a COD guy, you know? But Battlefield, I don't know, man. I think they can do it with this one. I think that they can do it. This is going to be the one.
And now the Battle Royale is coming in here. Who do you think who's going to do the Battle Royale better, Call of Duty or Battlefield?
See, that's a tough one, man. I think Battlefield will be more I think it's going to remind more people of like a PUBG style game, because it's a little bit more realistic when it comes to like the parachutes, the buildings being destroyed, stuff like that. So I think that Battlefield's going to win the Battle Royale style for sure.
Oh yeah, that's the one I'm looking forward to most. I think you can drive vehicles in this one. Don't quote me on that, but I think I saw that in the gameplay. But I think that'll be really awesome though.
I think COD needs that as well, if possible.
I think COD did show something. They didn't exactly show, but you know, they saw the planes going through, and they're like, "Oh, Battle Royale!" It's like, "Oh, hello, here you are." Pat, what do you think?
What I like about the Call of Duty Battle Royale so far, which was I believe it's not a rumor. I believe they confirmed this, that they're bringing all the maps kind of together in one. Like the whole map is old Call of Duty maps. So that's what I love about that, where I could land in Nuketown, I could go to another map that I recognize. I really like that a lot. Battlefield, same thing. I do agree with Trey again that it's going to kind of feel like PUBG a little bit more. Feel like a little bit more like PUBG, except you're going to have that added destruction with the buildings and everything like that, which I think that's what Battlefield has over Call of Duty. And with the, you know, always the which is better, Battlefield, Call of Duty. Battlefield always has that advantage that everything is destructible. The vehicles are not overpowered, where in Call of Duty games past, vehicles were a little bit OP when they brought those in World at War. They were a little bit OP. We haven't really seen too many vehicles since. But Battlefield never really had anything OP with its vehicles. They could be destroyed with, you know, mines, rocket launchers, and everything. So I'm fine with the whole vehicle aspect. you know, I'm just a little bit worried, you know, as we talked about before, how the big thing right now is Battle Royale, so Call of Duty Battlefield just trying to get on the in the market as well. So, you know, hopefully it works out, because I am a big PUBG guy, so I really hope it works out for both of them.
Well, it looks like someone's calling shenanigans in the chat here. Team COD, apparently.
Team COD. We have a Team COD. Casey is Team COD all
the way. Hey, I respect it. I think they're both going to be great games.
I think they will. Yeah, 100%, definitely.
My thing is, my problem is with both of these games is I don't know how or when I'm going to play them, only because the week after Battlefield comes out, Red Dead Redemption 2 comes out.
That's
what makes it tough for me. October is literally stacked with so many games, and once Red Dead comes out, I don't know, man. I'm going to be sucked in. Rockstar
just sucks
me dry, brother.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a stacked couple months, you know. November. Don't even know my months. October, November, December. Like, it's stacked. So many good games.
They are every year. That's what's great about this time of the year. Every single year, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Five new games.
It's great to think about, but not great for the pocket.
Yes, this is always the time, man. This is always the time.
Just a quick question. Thank you for the follow, Trace.
Appreciate it.
Just going back, you know, what was like kind of your favorite games like growing up, you know, going through your childhood and everything? What was kind of like that one game that kind of got you into video games?
Yeah, I got you. Hold on. Let me pull up my list. I actually got a list for you guys.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I like that.
Oh, damn.
The best games, man. Yo, I loved, huge fan of the James Bond series, man. Tomorrow Never Dies, GoldenEye 007.
Oh, man, great game.
They were some of my favorites, man, growing up.
What's wrong, Casey? What are we crying about, right, Dad?
We'll skip the Oblivion. Real quick, you mentioned GoldenEye as well.
Oh.
Probably one of the greatest games of all time.
100%. 100%.
Trey, did you lose any friendships for that game, multiplayer? Or
Screen cheating? Oh, yeah. Dude, listen, I was the guy that put a damn cardboard box in between. It made my boy stand on top of the bed and make me stand below.
I've done it, man. I've done that.
Hey, that's what we did back in the day. Man, no screen cheating around here.
GoldenEye was a fantastic game.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I still got it, man.
No, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's what we did.
GoldenEye was completely fan. I loved GoldenEye in the 64. And I really wish if Nintendo didn't have the rights or just kind of whatever, they would remaster that game, because that would be amazing if they did that.
Yeah, that would make so much revenue. It would be insane. I don't know why they haven't made up James Bond yet in like the last how many years. I don't even know.
I think the last one they came out with was Legends, and I don't know if you played that. It was pretty rough.
No, I haven't. Yeah, well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, it was. It definitely wasn't good at all. It was pretty bad on the, as far as a 007 standard is concerned. It was rough.
Oh, they got high standards too.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some other, you know, there's been some great games like along the way, as Tomorrow Never Dies. I know not a lot of people liked it, but I actually enjoyed it. I didn't mind the third person view. It wasn't that bad, but I know a lot of people really didn't like it that much.
Right. Yeah. No. I was a huge. That was definitely the game that I probably put some of my most time in, for sure. I mean, I played the hell out of that game with my boys. It was always with my boys, too. It wasn't a game I could play by myself, you know? Because we'd always play, like, whatever game mode it was, where we were just one-on-one. Oh, man, that used to be the days.
Yeah, one of my favorite game modes was the man with the golden gun. I don't know if you remember that game mode, where whoever got the golden gun, you were pretty much, that was over, game over.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, That game mode was, I mean, you could curse. Fuck that game mode.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking great.
Fuck that game mode, man.
The best game back in the days, I was a child, was Super Mario Brothers. I mean, not Super Mario. Mario Party. Because that's where friendships really got ruined. It was Mario Party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another game I used to play up with my buddies. Back then, man, I think that's why I have so much love for games today, is back then it was just you and your boys, you know? It would never just be – rarely on occasions it would just be me. It would be sleepovers. It would be, you know, whatever the case might be. But we'd just be gaming all night, trying to keep it down, you know, for the family don't wake up. You know what I mean? Just stuff like that. Great memories.
That was fantastic. Like, loved it, man. I know there was definitely some friends I haven't spoke to after a couple of hours after some Mario Party games.
Facts.
That's because they sucked at the game. That's what.
Right. And then they didn't like the game because they sucked at it.
Exactly. Oh, man.
So, Trey, I was seeing that you're a former college player. Were you ever big into any of the sports games growing up as well?
Oh, yeah. 2K, huge fan. Used to be a Madden fan. Kind of fell off a little bit just because it just kind of feels like way too similar each year, which could be the same said about 2K, which is why I didn't get this year's 2K. Hopefully looking forward to a revive of 19, some new changes to the gameplay. I didn't like this year. They kind of tinkered with the animations, and I really didn't like a lot of them. So that kind of turned me off of getting this year's 2K, but I'm looking forward to 19.
So with the whole Madden thing, I'll tell you this right now. This is the first year since I've been alive that I'm not purchasing a Madden game because it is, again, Madden. The problem, maybe, you know, I want to hear your opinion on this as well. Do you think these sports games are more? Do you think sports games should move to free to play by with their format, with the whole Ultimate Team and everything like that, where it's become everyone is doing, like with NBA 2K, it's the My Player mode, and everyone's doing the everyone's buying those packs to level up
Absolutely.
Their player.
Yeah,
and Madden pretty much always they'll say, oh yeah, we're fixing the franchise mode, we're doing this crap, but really their main focus every year is the Ultimate Team, where it's pay for the packs and everything.
Yeah, I hate that, man. It's so pay to win now, and I think that's something Fortnite. It's kind of off topic. That's something Fortnite killed this year is the free to play aspect. You don't, whether you buy or not, you're still going to be the same competitive advantage as somebody who's bought $300 worth of stuff, you know. And I think that's where Madden and NBA and MLB The Show, I think that's where they're going wrong. It'd be kind of tough not to make it free to play, but at the same time, man, like that's the feature that made Fortnite such a big game. Is making it, you know, you don't have to pay to win. I think that's huge.
But, you know, the thing is with EA, that's where they make their money, you know, like
FIFA, absolutely.
Madden, all that. Like, those Ultimate Team things, those are money makers, man. That's one thing that will never change is they'll never be free. I mean, of course, you can get free stuff. You can get the characters, but the grind is so much longer.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what I'm saying. I think that they need to make it, because I think it'll only help them if they make it easier to obtain, and maybe not easier to obtain the hard players, but making it either less money or I don't know what they should do. I don't know exactly the formula, but man, they got to do something, because I'm gonna be honest with you, like I hate those games now because of that. Like everything, best teams are because somebody paid a shitload of money. They're not because they grinded the hours. You know, I hate that.
Yeah, they'll never learn from their mistakes.
No.
Even after it's a Star Wars game, they still won't learn from their mistakes.
Oh, man, dude, I was so hyped about that game, too, and it just turned out to be awful.
Oh, my God. We got the $80 edition, and I died.
Yeah, fucking 50 hours to get one character? Okay.
That was just a sigh. That was just a sigh.
It's just become a disaster. I mean, what I love always about 2K is the story, like that separate story mode they always have had with the My Player and everything. And
yes.
Actually, franchise mode I got big into this year, which was they made like a little cute little story out of that, which was it was pretty fun. It was okay, but I just felt this year it stunk. 2K18 was I did not like it. I didn't even like the story mode, and it was horrible. And the day I got the game a day after it came out, people are already like 95s, 98. Yep. I'm like, are you kidding me already?
Well, what kills me is it seems like the updates they're making to My Player is by far my favorite thing in 2K. That's what gets me to buy it every single year is the My Player and My Team. And I feel like with the My Player, they're just making these minuscule updates to it, like barely changing the story, just enough to make people notice, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's never like, which I mean, I get it because they have to come out with a new one every year. But I mean, it just seems like, man, they're just doing these little toothpick changes that are doing nothing for the game and making it discouraging to buy, because like you're just like, this is literally no different than last year. Like, why did I even waste my money? And that's kind of where I'm at now, where I'm just like, what's the point? Like, if they're not going to make a bunch of changes, I might as well wait 4 years and buy the next one.
And Madden pretty much tried to implement this long shot mode, and
oh, terrible.
The first one was cute, it was okay, but it's horrible, man. Like,
I hate it.
What I hated about it was that it was asking you to memorize plays, and I'm like, really? And then they judge you on, like, if you don't memorize it, you fail. It's like, depending on when you get drafted, I'm like, come on.
It was just so weird because, like, it was just, like, one long story, which I get it. I mean, I like it. But there wasn't enough gameplay. I felt like it was more of a story than game, like, playing. That was so lame to me. Like, I'm here to play the game. I get it. Like, I want to have a story behind it. It's awesome. But, like, literally, there was, like, four scenes where you would play, and then the rest was just two, three, 4 hours of story. Or however long it was. I don't really remember.
I don't know if you were a big NCAA football guy. I mean, I miss NCAA
Absolutely.
Football. That was such an amazing game. It sucks they can't do it because of the rights, but my God, was that an amazing game every year.
It's a shame they can't do it because of the rights.
Yeah,
it's disappointing.
The NCAA 14, I believe, was the last one. That one was fantastic. I loved NCAA. Yeah. Such a great game.
Whole other subject, but they should be able to pay their players. That's just my opinion, though.
Yeah.
You know, guys do the same thing guys in the NFL
do. I know it's like a big subject in like the sports world. I know that. Do you think it's just because of a lack of a competition? I mean, 2K, realistically, yes, NBA Live is out, but 2K doesn't really have to worry about NBA Live because NBA Live is pretty much a doormat right now.
Trash.
Madden is by itself. You look back, like back in the day with sports games, you had a crap ton of football games. You had NFL Fever. You had Game Day. You had NFL 2K. Like, Madden had a lot of competition, but it sucks where the sports games have kind of, I think they've fallen off pretty badly because they're just
absolutely
complacent.
Yeah, and I think the big thing about that is, like, the last 4 or 5 years, if you look at the last, you know, Madden, say, 14, it's damn near the same game as this year besides the graphics and the roster. I mean, it's you could literally play that and really not notice a huge, huge difference, you know? To be $200 in almost at that point on four more Maddens.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, it's crazy. It's insane.
Oh, sorry, Trey.
No, you're good. It's insane.
Dan, do you feel the same way? You know, we're talking about Madden. Do you feel the same way about FIFA? I know, you know, you play FIFA. Do you feel the same way about FIFA when it comes, you know, year after year? Because I know last year you didn't buy. But do you feel the same way about FIFA that it does have, I believe, Pro Evolution Soccer, but that's a whole different market. You know, what's your take on, like, with FIFA?
Well, when it comes to FIFA games, it was the last one was rated one of the worst FIFAs ever made, so it's a good thing I didn't buy it. On top of that, right now, the only reason why I would buy FIFA is my career. The general manager feature. And, you know, the story of the Hunter. It's the only reason. I'm not going to play Ultimate Team because I'm not going to toss hundreds of dollars to get one character and only have a chance to get a character. So, the only reasons why I buy it is for the story and for the player as well.
Is FIFA kind of the same way as Madden, how it's just doing minuscule updates each year?
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't really have a whole lot of competition, too.
Yeah, apparently the next one is coming out. They changed a hell of a lot, but do I believe it? Who the hell knows, man? Like, you're not going to be able to see it. But every year it's always something different, a little bit different than what it was before.
Robbing people.
I don't know if you guys seen this, but I saw something really crazy. It goes along with Madden and FIFA and everything, all the other. I don't know if you guys know, but it was like a crazy thing. I was watching the Angry review on YouTube, that guy Angry Joe, and he pointed out, you see, like, how Madden and FIFA always get these, like, high scores, like nines and 8.5s, and it's like everyone says this is the best Madden. He pointed out something crazy. Each year they always have somebody different reviewing the game. It's not always the same person. It's always somebody different. So that's why you always see the review scores always that high, because it's somebody new. It's not somebody that's played Madden for years and years and years, like, you know, kind of like we have, or like FIFA, we've played it for years and years, or like we have. We're going to say, this is the same damn game. They're just going to come out and say, oh, this is the best Madden. Like, I watched the Madden review. They said, oh, this is the best Madden. No, it's not. It's the same thing. They just run different now.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Whoever noticed that should get raised. That's crazy, though. That's insane. Makes sense. I mean, of course, if you're your first time playing, you're going to think it's the best one.
Yeah, it's just sad because I've always been, you know, it's just sad that you look back at a game like NFL 2K5 and you look back at maybe the older FIFA games. You look at 2K5, those features are still better Like, the presentation of that game is still better than the current-gen presentation that Madden comes out with now.
Absolutely. I think that could be considered one of my favorite games, too, is back the 2K Maddens. Them were amazing.
Dude, or, Madden 05 was the best. Think,
yes.
They had the radio. Like, that was awesome. I mean, those were, like, it got a little tedious at times because it was the same thing. It was repetitive, but it was still awesome. It made you feel like you were, like, you know, in a watching or listening to a football game.
I need to go buy a PS2 real quick.
You can borrow mine.
But yeah, man, I agree. 100%.
Yeah, it's just been a disaster, in my opinion, when it comes to esports games.
And they try to evolve it every year, but like I said, it's just such minuscule every year. It's just like, what's the point of even? Why not wait a couple years and buy one? Because you're gonna if you buy it, you might as well wait because you're gonna have to spend money anyways to upgrade your team.
Well, I think they said they're gonna start after this one. They were gonna start holding back FIFA sports games. It's not gonna be every year. It's gonna be every other year, or something like that.
It should be.
I know they stated something like that. I don't remember the exact statement they said, but apparently they're not gonna do it every year now.
So it should be, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. It's always been that way. You're paying $60, like Trey mentioned before. You're paying $60 for a roster update. What else are you paying $6 for? You're paying $6 for a franchise mode that they're never going to fix when they always say they're going to fix it. They barely fix it. You're pretty much paying $60 plus if you do Ultimate Team, you're going to be, if you don't want to grind, because I watched my friend do one of those, like, missions to get, like, one of the best cards.
Tell him, Chuck.
I sat there and watched him play for 4 hours. It took him 4 hours to complete it.
Yeah.
Or you can spend $20 and get the same card.
Exactly. Yeah, why not just spend the $20? Exactly. They're like, oh, just spend $20. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do this for 4 hours.
Yeah, even though those Lego transactions, like, you know, $3, $5, oh, you know, that's not much. You know, over that time span, you know, look at your bank statement and be like, shit, do I actually spend that much in this game?
Yeah, I think this is kind of a weird game to compare it to, but I think that's why I liked RuneScape so much, is because that wasn't a game you could just buy stuff and win. You know, you had to literally grind. Like, you had 28 skills, and you had to grind every single one. You couldn't pay to get 99, you know, wood cutting. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, those games where grind is needed amazing. Are the best, you know?
Yes.
So that, I could agree, you know, just like Diablo, nothing's pay to win. You know, that's why I always love going back to Diablo, nothing's pay to win. You have to grind. You got to grind.
Right.
It's just the people today are lucky. They don't know how lucky they are that they could do stuff like this when back then you had no choice but to grind. No matter what game it was, you had no choice but to grind.
Well, you know, honestly, I hate that. Like, even a new gamer today, like, I would hate that. Like, even if I was just starting out, like, I got to pay to be good. I can't just play the game and be good.
Yeah, you know, it sucks. I mean,
it's a curse.
It sucks. Yes. You know, someone in chat brought up Star Wars, like, and you brought it up too, Trey. We were so amped up for that game, and I got it. I paid the $80 edition. I got, like, the whatever packs and whatnot, and I got it. And people already had the highest tier cards for their loot box, whatever the hell it was. The loot boxes was one thing, but then I was already playing people that had the highest tier weapons and the highest tier abilities on day one. I'm like, this is obnoxious. Are you
pay to win? Hate it.
Oh, hate
it. And
I just think it ruins the level of competition. Like, I've always, obviously, we all grew up with when online first hit the market with PlayStation 2 and Xbox Live, where skill mattered. You were either good at the game or you were bad at the game. You did not, there was no way to pay to get a better weapon. There was no way to pay to get, there was no loot boxes. That was one for one thing. And you look back, you brought up Halo 2. My God, that was such an amazing game on Xbox Live.
One of the best.
I don't know if you ever played the SOCOM series on PlayStation before. Those died out, but I mean,
yeah, I wasn't big into those. But yeah, man, I think it's a big reason why COD and Battlefield and Fortnite are still so big today. Maybe not Fortnite, because they've only came out a year ago. But I think that's why they're still, you know, thriving today, is because they're not pay to win. Like, you still have to have skill in those games. You know, you can't just buy a weapon and be the greatest.
Yeah, the only thing you can buy are cosmetics, which is perfectly okay because it doesn't increase stats or anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, that's what I had. That was it.
Oh, no, I mean, I with the whole if they're going to do microtransactions, I always agree. Cosmetic items are, because some cosmetic items are cool and whatever, they're a dollar. Mm-hmm. That's not a big deal. But again, when you're paying $20 to just get better at the game and be better than the person that's better than you, I mean, I think it's sad. I think it's terrible. And I think that, I mean, hopefully that debacle, it looks like EA is hopefully going to learn from that mistake with Battlefield 5. They said everything is free, free DLC. There's no, the only microtransaction or cosmetics. So, I mean, hopefully they learn from that mistake.
Yeah, and I, honestly, to me, I don't even care what they charge for the cosmetic items, you know? I mean, like Fortnite, for example, you have to pay $20 to get one skin. Dude, I've done that probably 15 times, to be totally honest, you know? It's just, it's I don't care what they charge, man. As long as it's not affecting, as long as it's not getting me better or getting whoever I'm playing better, I don't care what it costs, you know? It's not what's important. As long as the gameplay's there, I'll buy, you know? That's how I've always been.
Fortnite has made millions of dollars in cosmetic sales.
So many millions. I wish, man. Jesus. They're blowing up. They're crazy. They are the best game.
Are you going to be a Fortnite tutor?
Yeah, right. I need a Fortnite tutor.
I mean, apparently there's a market for it. I was scrolling through like the news and everything, and already people are hiring some Fortnite tutors. So that might.
I can't even get out of the first round of a CMG tournament. I need a Fortnite tutor. Kidding me?
Yeah, what do people call it? Fortnite? Yep.
Fart night. I call it Nart fight.
Nart fight. Oh my god, Fortnite, that game just blew up out of nowhere. And then I remember it started from it wasn't even Battle Royale until they started that Battle Royale, just blew up.
Oh, dude, that game would be nothing without Battle Royale. Nothing.
Yeah, save
that game,
the world.
That game honestly sucks without Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
No, dude, yeah, the Save the World campaign, dude, was fucking awful, dude.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why they made it.
Right.
We talked about Call of Duty Battlefield. Is there anything else that you're looking forward to, Trey, towards the end of the year?
Yeah, I have some games on my list, but I don't want to close out. Let me look. Come on. You guys can still hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. Yo, Fallout 76, man. Looking forward to that one. November 14th.
Oh, yeah, me too, man. Me too.
Yeah, Red Dead. Really looking forward to that one. And Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, man.
Super Smash Bros. Oh man, dude, I'm gonna see you on Smash, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my god. Absolutely. That was another game, man. That was another game. That was just great. Another classic, great game. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the reviews. So many characters too, man. It's fucking insane how many characters are in that game.
Really? Okay, I'm excited for it. Yeah. Hopefully it's not pay to play. I will uninstall the game so quick. Actually, it won't be bought.
I believe Nintendo is gonna come out with a subscription. But I think the online, I have to read up on it more. I think it's you could still play online, but like the paying is like you get free stuff and all that.
Yeah, and it's super cheap though. It's like real cheap. I think it's like EA Access type, like $30 for
it's
a year.
$20
yeah, even better. $20 for a year, like fantastic.
Yeah, that's not too bad then.
You know, it beats a Xbox $50 for a year. So
yeah, no shit.
I kind of want to jump right back on Red Dead real quick. I can't wait to play. You know, I know it sounds a little crazy. Hopefully they brought back cards again. I want to play cards.
Those games coming out.
You guys are going to kill me, man. But I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't even played Red Dead 1.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Fantastic, dude.
I got to beat that one first.
I think it's on Game Pass.
It's backwards compatible.
All right. That might be the move.
It's backwards compatible. Good, man. And, man, the little stuff, like you could play Texas Hold'em. It's great. You could play horseshoes. Like, there's so many other there's so much random stuff you could do in the world. It's fantastic. I love Red Dead.
That's a very good game. I love that game.
How was the zombie version? Wasn't there like a zombie version?
Great. Zombies was fantastic also.
Okay. That's same storyline or what?
Compatible. Yeah, well, it's in the same like storyline, but it like kind of takes place in like the middle of what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, you see how one said they're going to be doing a 24-hour stream, Trey?
Yeah, right. I got things to do, man. You probably won't ever see me do a 24-hour stream until I hit 1,000 subs. If I hit 1,000 subs, I'll do a 24-hour stream.
Man, you're going to be doing a lot of push-ups.
That'd be a lot of push-ups. 100 each. It'd be 10,000, right? 100,000? Some shit? Crazy.
My 100,000.
Just make sure you have a lot of water and protein on the side.
Oh, always, always. Of course.
Coffee.
Of course. Always have that. No matter what.
What are you looking forward to in Fallout 76? Because, I mean, I love the RPG Fallout, but I'm a little worried about this one.
Honestly, dude, I haven't even done my research on it. I love the Fallout series, and I definitely am gonna do more research if I buy it. But yeah, I've always been a really big fan of the Fallout series, even though half the games I didn't finish because I either get bored or I just simply forget about them. But dude, the way that game is made and run and the graphics and the story behind it, it's unbelievable. It's one, like I said, I told you guys in the beginning, I'm not a huge story guy, but dude, Fallout nails it every single year.
Or every single couple years. It's a whole different game. No, this is not like the others. This is a whole different level.
Really?
This game was completely reworked. It is not the same. Like, you know, if you ever play like an Ark or DayZ type, you know, some of those Survivor type of games, it's like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That might not be too bad either, though, you know? I mean, I don't know. What's your guys' input on it?
Oh, I can't wait, dude. I cannot wait, man. I love Ark. You know, I threw over 1,000 hours into that game. I'll do it on Fallout.
Honestly, I wasn't. I don't know why. I just wasn't. I can't. It's not a game I can grind.
It's not a game for everyone, man. You know that and Rust, two fantastic games I love, and if Fallout is going to be like that, it made its way into my heart.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, my bad, Trey.
No, I'm sorry.
No. When you ask like how I feel, I'm not really that excited for it. When they first announced it, I thought it was going to be like another New Vegas. They were just making like another side story, so that got me really excited. But then when they announced like it was going to be like, you know, they're kind of jumping on the market, like Dan said, like a kind of like a Rust game or like an Ark. They're kind of jumping into that realm like they did with Elder Scrolls Online. They kind of jumped in the MMO market.
Why do you think they're doing that?
I don't know. I mean, it's...
You know, those games are super popular, man. They're huge.
Yeah, I just think they're trying to get into that market as well and just trying to get some more money. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm a little disappointed.
You know, Ark is one of the most played games on Xbox still. And, you know, Fallout, if Fallout's going to be something similar to that, Fallout has a really good chance, you know, depending on how that building aspect is going to be in Fallout, which I said is supposed to be really good. But, we're just going to have to wait and see how it actually turns out.
Hey, like I told you guys before, as long as it's not pay to play, I'm in.
That shouldn't, hopefully not.
Pay to win. Pay to win. As long as it's not pay to win, I'm in.
The cool thing they're talking about, though, is that if you're like an asshole, like if you're going to be one of those trolls online, then you're going to... And if you kill, like, that would-be asshole, you'll actually get rewarded. And they don't get rewarded. They keep killing you.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool. So what defines you as an asshole in that game?
Just killing KOS. If you kill anyone on site, it counts as an asshole.
Okay. Interesting.
Because like a game like, you know, there's certain times where like, I mean, GTA I understand, but there's certain like games online where I'm just trying to do what I got to do, and of course there's got to be an asshole coming in to kill me and do everything. So, I mean,
So what makes you play online versus offline campaign?
Well, technically the game is technically always online, but you can be in your own private game where no one can join, but it's the same, it's pretty much the same thing in terms, but playing online, you just have more benefits. You know, you got friends to do, more things to do online versus offline.
True.
You know, online just brings a whole different experience when it comes to multiplayer.
Because I've always wondered why people play GTA online, and then like I've seen people play it, and it actually looked pretty lit.
Well,
so.
GTA online is fucking fabulous if you have a good group.
Right. Yeah, it's just a game I've always played offline, but I guess I got to... Eventually, the next GTA, I guess I got to try out online play.
Yeah, what got me to online, too, was, like, it was, you know, back when I started on the PlayStation 2 days, I got really big into SOCOM, and they had, like, a clan system. And it was cool, like, to play with other people that had headsets, and you were in a clan, and you would have, like, clan wars and stuff. And that was cool. That's what got me into online gaming. And then when I got to Xbox Live, of course, was Halo 3, Call of Duty 4, just kind of... got me jumped in, you know, playing with friends and just like the level of competition, playing other people. I used to be big in 2K online, but that, you know, got away from me because I just couldn't take it anymore. Again, with the whole pay to win and everything like that, no one really played like the regular online mode anymore. Everybody was playing the mode where they could buy stuff and win that way, so it kind of dried out. But I mean, I we're big into Rainbow Six, and it was crazy how I got into that game. At first, like, I always used to get the Rainbow Six games for the story and the terrorist hunt mode. But when I picked up Rainbow Six Siege and just the online mode, even though it was bad, but how far it's come, it's just been such an amazing game playing with friends and just grouping up with other players online and stuff like that. And just the play style. It's not, I mean, there are some characters that are run and gun and everything, but it's very tactical. And I always loved like a good tactical shooter.
Yeah, I've heard really good things, but I actually installed it yesterday. But going back to 2K, something that they need to fix is the lag playing online.
Oh, that one.
Dude, it's terrible. Like, dude, if they can fix that.
Dude. Oh. That's what they always do. They always come out. 2K is, for any game they make, there's always going to be a glitch. And then they won't fix it right away. It'll take them a month, 2 months, maybe 3 months to finally come out with a big ass like 20 gigabyte patch to say, all right, we finally fixed it. And like, when my problem with my 2K, when I would load up, it wouldn't load everything in the menu. Everything would be screwed up on the menu. I would have to load up a game, then it'll be like, oh, back out, we're doing an update, back out, have to do an update. It's a joke.
I don't understand. They've had online out for like 5 years now, and they can't figure out this damn lag. I don't get it. It gets a little bit better every year, but it's never great, you know? And it discourages me from playing online because I love playing against people, but if I'm like, you have no idea how mad I get.
Hey, what's going on, Salt Life? How you doing, buddy?
I freak out, man, you know?
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the last 2K I was really into online when people actually just didn't, you know, this was before even my player was out. I mean, it had the story mode, but it didn't have like the My Court or anything like that, was 2K8, and that's when I was really huge into playing online. And now it's just like,
you can play online at 2K8. That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 2K8. Yeah, that was with Chris Paul.
Wow.
On the cover.
Wow. I did not know that. That's crazy.
That was like Chris Paul, New Orleans Hornets.
Yeah, Charlotte. I remember. Yeah, I remember them days.
I mean, it was that was when like people actually did play those modes and used normal teams. Now you play a game like Madden and 2K, maybe even FIFA. Nobody even plays the regular. Everyone's just on Ultimate Team, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
And it just sucks because I would rather play someone who's evenly skilled with me that doesn't have, like, not like 899 pack players. You know, like, I'd rather, you know, play, like, if I'm playing 2K, like, all right, someone's using. I mean, the one annoying thing, even, like, going back, like, playing the regular modes, of course there had to be somebody, let's say, that would pick up the Spurs or the Lakers when they had Shaq or, like, you know, anything like that. That was probably annoying. But, you know, I do miss those days.
Me as well. Agreed. Agreed.
It's just been, you know, it's just been tough.
Tough days in the 2K world.
Yeah, and in any games, everything, even FIFA, Madden, even NBA Live is doing this route too with the Ultimate Team packs, and it's just terrible.
I'll tell you a game, man, that I really wish was on Xbox. MLB, dude. I would buy that every single year. MLB The Show.
MLB The Show is amazing. I have one of the reasons why I have a PlayStation. MLB The Show is, and they do have an Ultimate Team, but you cannot. There's no pay to win. You have to grind to get the good packs. And even if you buy the packs, they're garbage. Like, they're not good packs. They're garbage packs.
Right. So,
they need to do all these other games. Got to do what the MLB formula does. But either besides that, MLB is such a phenomenal game.
Yeah, I played it back in the 2K days on Xbox. 2K8 with who the hell was on the cover? Like David Ortiz or something. I don't even remember. Maybe Derek Jeter. I don't remember. But man, those were the days.
Yeah, those were. It's worth buying a PlayStation 4. I don't know if you have a PS4, but even besides that game, there's a lot of. Spider-Man's coming out soon for PlayStation 4. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just the exclusives alone is worth to have a PlayStation 4. I mean, there are some multiplayer games that are good on it, but just to have the exclusive and single player. I know you said you're more of a multiplayer guy, but if you had wanted to play like single player games, I mean, PlayStation 4, I would say, would be the way to go.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of great things about PS4. I think my next purchase is probably going to be a better computer, and then maybe wrap around to getting a PS4 eventually, you know? But right now, man, I just need a better PC to handle, be able to handle streaming, be able to handle online, you know, computer games. It'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm at, too.
What'd you say?
That's what I'm trying to do as well, man. My computer crashes like every other day now. it's so old.
So annoying. Mine is too. Feels bad.
I'm almost done paying off my laptop.
You took a finance on it?
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing that with a PC.
Yeah, Dan helped me out here. I was, because we were starting this up, and I wanted to stream as well. I needed like, and I'm not hardcore into PC gaming all that much. So I just needed something good to like that will hold me from streaming, and just something good quality. So he helped me out with that, and I'm almost done. October, I will be all done paying it.
Awesome, man. Good for you, dude. That's awesome. I probably should do something like that.
And I had to get a capture card too, and it definitely what I was paying each month, it actually wasn't that bad for what I got, so it was definitely worth it.
What website did you get it off of? Was there like a website you went to?
Yeah, I'll send it to you in the chat.
Deal. Yeah, something to talk about off stream or off podcast.
And then what he did was he picked out the specs that he knew. Like he's more of the IT guy than I am.
Damn caveman.
So, that's what I do for a living, so you know.
He kind of picked out the right specs and he got the right capture card for me. So I mean, the only problem I've had with it so far is the goddamn OBS.
Yeah, OBS, man, it's something.
You know what the thing is? He's using Streamlabs OBS.
That's why
it has not been friendly with us at all.
Really? Mine's been okay. It's been all right. I don't want to
bash it too much in the podcast, but let's just say there's times where every time it doesn't update, my sound goes away, and we got to fix it.
Damn. Fair enough.
And I was so mad, dude. I was playing PUBG, and on Mixer they have what's called like the hype zone, where you kind of if you're like the last the couple people left, you go into a room where like a lot of people are watching, and I got in it. And you couldn't hear me. So, like, people are, like, typing in chat saying, you know, they can't hear me. And I'm, like, flipping out. I'm like, Jesus, I'm trying to fix the sound. And then I get killed. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yo, especially at first, man. Yo, streaming is tough. It's a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
Like, the first month, you know? You're just trying to constantly tweak things, stuff like that.
Oh, we had a couple years ago. I mean, we had a lot of rough. Dan, how many times did we have to fix the sound and it would crash in the middle? And it was rough.
Too many to talk on this podcast because it'll be a couple hours. All right, what else we got going on here? How long you been streaming for, Trey?
Right about 4 or 5 months. I think I started. May, so probably about 5 months. No, I'm sorry, March. Sorry about March. So about 5 months.
My man has been blowing
late
up.
Late March.
You know,
late March.
It. Congrats on that. You know, I've been doing very well.
Thank you.
What game kind of were you like, you know, I'm gonna start streaming?
Fortnite, 100%. I mean, it's just, and the worst part is that's the worst game to start streaming with. Like, absolutely, that's 100% the worst game you can start streaming with, for the simple fact that
the biggest
there's 500
games.
Million stream games. You know, there's 500 million people streaming it, so it's really hard to get the viewership. And 99% of the viewers watch the top guys, so it's, you know, it's really tough. But we've managed. You know, we've got it to work somehow, one way or another. We're starting to do well, so it paid off.
Oh yeah,
it's awesome.
Is there one day? Are you going to be able to take down Ninja?
Like, absolutely not. maybe in an arm wrestling match, but absolutely not in Fortnite. Never.
I don't know, man. You got to have that confidence. Maybe you'll, you know.
Absolutely, no confidence. Zero.
No?
No. Nope. Nope.
One of the biggest streamers in the world, right there, man.
No way. Like I said, an arm wrestling match, maybe. Fortnite, no way.
All right.
So, yep. Go ahead, Dan.
No. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Well, that's all I have to say. I mean, what else? What else have we got going on?
The Dan and Pat show. I like that.
Oh, well, we went through a couple different names. First, we went a couple trial and error names, but we kind of went in. to kind of go with the video game lore, the stereotype of, you know, just, get out of, you know, when we go, get out of your mother's basement.
No, that's great, man. That's a great name. And honestly, when I seen that in my stream, I was like, what the hell is this? That's a great, that's an epic name. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I commented on the name when you first came in. Whoever it was, Dan or Pat, I don't remember which one it was, but I don't know who moderates my streams.
I
but...
do. Dan. Dan does.
Okay, okay. God damn, that's a great name.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'll just leave it at that. So our main topic was, you know, the first half of 2018. We'll start doing that. And, you know, it's been, this will go up from the beginning of the year to June. You know, the games Pat, I, and Trey have been playing. I know Trey hasn't been playing much. But we'll definitely run down our list here and what we've been playing. Pat, you want to start off with some of the games that you loved this year?
Some of the games that I... Oh, you talk... I'm sorry, Pat. Okay, I didn't know you were talking to you. My bad. Let's hear it. No, what you got?
It's all good. Thanks, all yours. We appreciate it. I'm not trying to brag here, but, you know, I'll take all the credit for the name. Sorry. like I said, I gave Dan a compliment. He is the top IT guy here. Anyone need any IT help, give this Dan will help you out here, but I came up with the name.
Okay. Your favorite games this year?
so far what I like so far about 2018, just to kind of fire away the list here. Far Cry 5. Love the Far Cry series. Far Cry 4 was such the last couple ones, Far Cry 4 stunk. Primal was trash. This one was excellent. I did enjoy it. A Way Out also was very good as well. I did enjoy that. And I think this... That was Dan's. That was the same one. Don't matter. God of War on PlayStation 4. Right now, game of the year, in my opinion. What Trey and I were talking about before, which I told him he should get a PS4 for, MLB The Show. And Detroit Become Human. Those games I thoroughly and loved so far this year.
Okay. Trey, what do you got? I know you haven't played much, but...
Oh, yeah, my list is pretty basic. I really liked, obviously, COD. World War II. A lot of people... It got mixed reviews, but I really, really, really liked it. I thought that they did a great job of not having... run against walls. I love that. I hate those features, to be honest.
I do as well.
I think they did a great job of bringing back the skill part of it more than anything. You know, have great SMGs. I really loved World War II. Fortnite, obviously. I mean, I think anybody would agree, besides PUBG fans, that Fortnite was probably the best. I mean, obviously it was the best battle royale this year, I think, besides maybe PUBG. But I think it was one of the best shooter games this year as well. And skill-based games. I think it's super skill-based. And I think probably one of the most skill-based games I've ever played. There's really high and low skill players, and I love that. You know, you have to grind to be good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Did you ever play Super Seducer?
Play what?
Super Seducer.
Yeah, look
Super
up...
Super Seducer.
Yeah, go on YouTube or whenever you have a chance. Look up this game called Super Seducer. You will not be disappointed.
Okay. I'll do that.
You will not be disappointed. It's probably one of the... I mean, it came out at the wrong time. I think if it came out during, like, the time when, like, those games were acceptable, it would have been good, but it came out, you know, today's world and everything. It just, you know, came out at the wrong time. But, Trey, just look up Super Seducer Fails, and you'll have a really great laugh.
Okay.
What game is that rated?
So, Trey, it's rated M for Mature. So, Trey, basically what it is, it's real actors, and it's a dating. It's like it's a guy trying to tell you how to pick up women, basically. But the best thing about it is that it's actors. Like, it's real people. So the game is terrible. Like, it's terrible how the guy tells you how to pick up women. It is terrible. But the fails are what makes the game.
Sorry, I'll play some video as we talk about this podcast.
What system was that for?
It's on Steam.
It's PC.
It was supposed to be for PS4, but because of the backlash it got, they took it off. But it's just hilarious. It's such a hilarious game. Just the fails and everything. Like, it's great.
Okay. I'll check it out sometime. Yeah, that's funny.
Look. Like, this is it.
So it's real actors, huh?
It's it. Yeah, well, it's real people, and like basically what this scene is that he's trying to pick up the one girl and trying to get rid of her friend.
It's just like so me,
he's
dude.
Trying to teach you how to do that.
Guys, this is me every day right here. This is the scene. This is what I go to bed to every night.
These choices are so stupid and ridiculous. Like, what the hell?
Like one of the choices is like, oh, tell the friend to fuck off and try. And like, it's great. Like, I just want, it's $11. I kind of just want to pick it up just to see the fails. Like, that's the only reason why I want to pick it up.
It's for PC.
Yeah.
It's on Steam.
Feels bad. Does it get any, do people even watch it on Twitch?
I
actually want to go like look it up.
I don't know.
That's funny though. But yeah, those are my main two games. I mean, I haven't really been super I mean, I like Smite. But the only reason I like Smite is because of that package they came out with like the $100 the free $100 thing. I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Smite, I got that. I collected that as well.
But honestly, I've never really been a big fan of just where you can just click on a guy and click buttons and kill him. I like the accuracy part.
Oh yeah. I like being able to aim. Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of mobile either.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, them were probably my three from this year that I'd say I probably play the most. Ark was okay.
What did you think of World War II's? At first, the respawn system was bad. What did you think?
Really
of, like,
bad.
When they updated that, like from with World War II. I love the zombies. Did you like zombies too?
I've never been a big fan of zombies, man. To be honest, I always get people coming to my stream wanting to play it. I always get my buddies trying to play it, but I've never been a big fan of zombies, ever. To be honest,
you need to have a good squad. Don't play with our friends.
Yeah, you're probably right. Probably right. I don't know. It's just something I've never really. I mean, I guess the best zombies was Black or World of War. Obviously, I think that was the original zombies.
The original, yeah, it was a great zombies.
Yeah, but yeah, them are my big three. Show.
Dan, what's your big of 28? What was your favorite so far?
Well, I would probably say Far Cry 5. Really great game. I have yet to finish. Slacken. A Way Out was probably one of my favorite games this year, period. I mean, that game was phenomenal. Monster Hunter Worlds, what a grind, but it's really entertaining. And I just started playing the Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit, which is a free game by Yuna Square Phoenix. Really good. Really good story, good graphics. Very much enjoying that. I mean, that's so far the games I love this year. You know, the first half.
Okay. Great games.
How about the surprises, Pat?
Surprises for me, I would say Vampyr. You know, if Trey, just to kind of sell you on a little bit, you like RPGs. I know you're not... you like RPGs. I would definitely take a look at this one maybe when the price drops a little bit, because it is a really fun game. If you like games like Oblivion and like those RPG style games.
Yeah.
I would say Jurassic World Evolution actually was pretty good. And Kingdom Come Deliverance, even though I didn't play too much of it, it was a surprise, came out of nowhere.
Fair enough. Yeah, I actually looked into Jurassic World. I thought that looked pretty cool. I don't even know if it's for Xbox.
Xbox. Yeah, we have it on Xbox.
Okay. Yeah, I go to every single one of the movies, so yeah. I definitely thought about getting that one.
Jurassic World is a lot of fun. I got to the third map, and it's a lot of fun, man. And once you get the hang of all the mechanics, all the features, it's like, it just comes to you, you know. It's a great game. Definitely, you know, that, you know, Sea of Thieves. I enjoy Sea of Thieves. The new DLC came out, played a little bit of that. It's not too bad at all, you know, all the creatures and shit. Surprisingly, the Crew 2 was a big thing. You know, it actually, in the beta, changed my mind a little bit on it, and I was a little bit surprised on it. The mechanics of the game, the driving mechanics, the handling, I wasn't that big of a fan, but other than that, still good. And then Elder Scrolls Somerset DLC was also a good DLC, really good dungeons in it and all that. The new story, but to that, it's really, it was interesting. You know, one, you just don't understand CFTs, my man. You just can't handle the grind, man. You must suck at the riddles, man. You're probably looking at a treasure map. Where do I go?
That's my boy. That's my boy, Brady.
Well, yeah, I saw to him.
Hey, one man. I listen, man. I agree with you, brother. That is one of my disappointing games. Sea of Thieves was such a huge disappointment, and I love Rare. And we talked about GoldenEye before. They made GoldenEye, and look how... I wish Microsoft would just let them go, because Microsoft fucking fucked them royally.
Yeah, I was excited. I was thinking about getting Sea of Thieves, and then I hear all this bad negative input.
First of all, Sea of Thieves has 5 million players, so that's not really bad at all. And on top of that, it's on Game Pass.
It's on Game Pass?
Yeah, it's on Game Pass.
Fair enough. Might check it out.
5 million players disagree with you. Okay.
Now you might like it. Now you might like it because they came out with DLC and there's more stuff to do. When it first came out, it was just tedious, repetitive gameplay that was boring. But now you might end up liking it because there's they pumped out DLC, which they should have just... Here it is right away.
Right. Hazard had 5 million. that's funny.
I mean, it's unfortunate. Another game that's on Game Pass, too, that was disappointing was State of Decay 2, another game that was hyped up and unfortunately had the glitch bug. You talk about, we talked about glitches before with 2K. If you want to play a game that had a crap ton of glitches, that was funded by Microsoft, that was a disaster and a
mess. Mess of glitches.
Cars would get stuck in rocks. The game would just randomly freeze. It was very disappointing. Compared to the first game, it was rather disappointing. I mean, it was fun playing with friends. I will give it that. It's a good co-op game. But if you're playing by yourself, it does get very repetitive and boring. But if you're playing with friends, it's a fun. Same thing with like Sea of Thieves. If you're playing it by yourself, I didn't have particular fun with it. But if you are playing with a group of people, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I did have fun with Dan, and we had another buddy that we trolled. That was fun. for sinking our ship on purpose, so
yeah, I don't know. I thought it looked really cool when I seen previews for it, but I heard it didn't turn out too well.
It was a fun game, and it had its fun parts, but the glitches and the bugs, just destroyed it. Destroyed it. It was unfortunate, man, because I know Pat and I were definitely looking forward to that game. We were so hyped and got nothing out of it.
Well, we pretty much did everything we needed to do in, 4 days?
You trying to hop on a crew? What do we mean, Juan? What crew? No, go ahead, Pat. I was just talking to him.
No, I mean, I saw it. I'm like a pirate ship. I mean, I haven't played Sea of Thieves in months because I just had enough of it. I was falling asleep while I was playing it. I'll play for an hour, and I just wanted to knock out. Exhausted. I hopped right back on Rainbow Six.
That's what I do. If I ever play a game that I don't like, I just go straight back to Fortnite. I'm like, screw it. I feel like it never even happened.
Hey man, one, if you want to play Sea of Thieves, bro, I'll play with you, bro. I don't mind Sea of Thieves. I think Sea of Thieves is still a fun game. I was playing it the other day. I was still having fun with random people.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. We'll have plenty of games to play here in the next month. No worries.
Yeah, too many. Yo, what's going on, boy?
A lot of money coming out of the pockets.
Yeah, but we talked about that month of October. Are you getting like Call of Duty and Battlefield right away, or waiting on those? And Red Dead, are you waiting on those, or are you
I think the game plan for me is I'm gonna see how the Blackout is in September, and then that's kind of gonna be my judgment on whether I get Black Ops or whether I get. Because I was watching Ninja play Battlefield, and Battlefield looks amazing too.
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
So I think that's how that's gonna work, and then I don't know about. I think I'm gonna do a lot more research, and kind of decide then, because as a streamer, I mean, you definitely want to be playing the newest games out, But I'm gonna see what games are bust, see what games are good, what games are disappointing, what games are successful, kind of go from there. But the only game I have pre-ordered, actually, I do have Black Ops pre-ordered, but I think I'm still thinking about getting Battlefield 2. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, I pre-ordered Black Ops on Amazon just to get the beta code, and then I canceled it.
Yep, that's exactly what I did. I didn't cancel it, but that's what I did it for.
When I canceled it, I was still under the same thought that the game was going to suck, it was going to be awful, But then when I actually put it, I was like, you know what, this isn't bad. But I play everything digital, so if I do get it, I'm just going to buy it on Xbox.
Yeah.
And plus, like, Pat and I game share, so just it makes things a little bit easier.
Yeah, I have, like, no one to game share with. Feels bad.
Well, no, I wish we could three-way.
Yeah. They used to be able to, I think. Didn't you? You used to have unlimited game shares, so you just share your games with anyone.
Really? No, I didn't know about that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I jumped into the game share. Dan and I started game sharing last year, Dan, or 2 years ago?
Last year, I think.
Yeah. So it was just like recently him and I game shared, and I mean it's been a lot better than you know, if there were certain games, you know, we kind of split it up evenly, so.
Right. Yeah, I definitely lack game shares, for sure. It's all good, though, you know?
You need to find a buddy.
Yep, he's got to find... I don't have many friends, so yeah.
There you go. One said you try and do game share, he's getting Fallout.
So I game share with my dad and my cousin, but neither one of them buy games, and they both will get mad at me if I cancel it, so. Feels bad.
Oh, no. Man, I had a shitty game share partner where he didn't buy anything. I bought everything, so he got digital rocks.
Yeah, so I guess. He wasn't very happy when you broke the news either.
I didn't even tell him.
Didn't even tell him.
No, you told him. He was a little upset. Just
what else we got? I think we're heading towards the end.
Wrapping her up, huh?
Did you finish all your disappointments?
Yeah, my disappointments were Sea of Garbage and State of Shit Part 2.
Oh, yeah, I got State of Decay, Conan Exile, and Kingdom Come Deliverance. Those are my disappointings. But, yeah, I think that was it for actually the main topic. You know, Trey, you have anything to add to that, or you good?
No, not really. I'm good. Yeah.
So I guess at this point we're going to start our one of our final questions for Trey as we start to end the podcast here. Do you have any tips for the new people just starting out in streaming?
I do. I think I have 7.
All right. Seven. Perfect.
Got 7 tips. Rule number one, these are in no order except for the last one. I do have one number one rule. But just the first tip, be consistent with when you stream. Whether it's streaming one time a day, whether it's streaming, you know, a couple times a week, whatever, try to stick to a consistent schedule, that fits your schedule. Don't overdo it. Cause if you overdo it, I guarantee you'll get burnt out. Trust me. I've been there. Two, show energy, even if you don't have it. If you feel like the energy is lacking in the stream, dude, anytime, like you guys notice I don't stream for super, super long at a time, maybe 5 hours, 6 hours. And a lot of that has to do is because by the end, like I'm just kind of gassed and I don't have the energy that I had to begin the podcast, that I have to begin the stream. So unless I'm not putting out good content, man, I don't want to be streaming. So I wait till the next day and go for 5 or 6 more hours. And if I don't have it, I'll take the day off. Don't stream if you don't have the energy. Constantly look over a chat, man. If you guys miss a message by even more than like 10 seconds, chances are they're probably gone. They don't want to talk to somebody who doesn't talk back, you know?
Oh, yeah,
be talkative, man. Be able to talk to people constantly. Always look over a chat when you're not in the midst of, you know, your hardcore gaming. Look over, man. Just a quick peek, even if nobody's talking. Another thing is just be talkative. Talk to yourself, even no one's in chat. You might sound dumb, but people notice that shit. They really do. People notice your energy. Another one's turn off the viewer count, man. People notice a change in your attitude from a high viewer count to a low viewer count. They notice like your attitude change. They notice your energy level. So just turn it off. Don't even worry about how many viewers you have. That's not really important. It's not going to get you anywhere. People come if they want to come. If someone brings up the viewer count, like that's in your chat, like saying, oh, it's a little low today. What's going on? Try to turn that into a positive. Be like, yeah, there may only be 4 in here, but the 4 best viewers in the world. Try to turn it into a positive, man. When somebody turns something into a negative, try to counter that with a positive. And the number one rule, man, is just have fun. I mean, dude, we're doing this for fun at the end of the day. Don't expect to blow up. Don't expect to kill it. Just do it for fun. And if something happens like that, crazy, then be happy, man. Be fortunate. But don't, just do it for fun. You know, that's the biggest rule. The rule that's going to let you not burn out. Understand what you're doing. And number one rule, man, is you just have fun. That's it. That's all I got.
I agree, man. Those are some great tips. Definitely. I would definitely say that talking to yourself tip is one of the biggest ones. Definitely.
Yeah, don't be silent, man. You know, you're streaming because you're literally trying to entertain people while you're playing a video game. Like, be active.
Yeah, I always talk to myself, and I always have that chat in the corner of the eyeball, so I can never see if it moves. You know.
Yep.
Those are some great tips, man. I appreciate those.
Yeah, of course.
Trey. First, Pat, do you have anything to add first?
Yeah, no, that's an amazing tip, and I appreciate that tip because that's something I myself have to work on. Even when I'm playing Rainbow Six, it's hard. Like, I have to find a way to talk to myself while playing that game because it's a little hard. It is a little tough at times because I'm very competitive with that game. So it's definitely something I do got to work on talking, because when I play a single player game, I'm fine. I can talk to myself, but when I'm playing a competitive multiplayer game, that's definitely a great tip. I do got to work on that, where I'm talking a little bit more and engaging a little bit more in the chat. That's something I got to work.
Me so as well, man. I mean,
much appreciated, dude, tip.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I was telling everybody last night, man, I'm far from even being generally close to a perfect streamer. You know, I mean, nobody's a perfect streamer. It's really hard to entertain people and play high quality, you know, good content video games at the same time. It's really hard to do. That's why not many people are good at it, you know? But there's all things we can improve on, man. I mean, I was kind of talking to chat last night. I was like, would you watch yourself if you weren't you? Like, would that be the channel that you click on, is yourself, if you weren't you? You know?
Yeah, that's actually a really good point to look at it.
It's an honest, it's a brutal question, but I mean, it's an important question. Because if not, you should probably fix something, you know?
Very much appreciate those tips. I hope anyone who listens on our iTunes or Google, you know, really takes advantage of those tips.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Before we end the podcast, Trey, can you just let everyone know, our listeners on iTunes and Google, where they can find you? Your social media?
Yeah, so Instagram official _ Trey the Trainer. Obviously Twitch Trey the Trainer. Twitter Trainer Trey _official or OFF, not official. And yeah, man, that's basically all I have. And then Snapchat Trey the Trainer. And YouTube Trey the Trainer as well. Pretty much Trey the Trainer for damn near everything except for Instagram and Twitter.
Great. Yeah, Trey, man, it was a pleasure having you, man.
Thank you guys so much. I had a lot of fun, Dan and Pat. It was awesome, man. Dan, thank you so much for what you do in my fucking channel, dude. You have no idea how much that helps, dude. For real. Yeah, thank you.
Not a problem, brother.
And Pat, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man. I appreciate you guys letting me be on the podcast. We had fun. It was a good time.
It was a blast.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you coming and taking the time out of your day to come on, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, it's been a pleasure, guys. All right,
guys.
This is it for this episode. You can always catch us on iTunes, Google, Snatcher, and everywhere else at In Our Mom's Basement, and our website as well, innermomsbasement.com.
Hit that follow button. Subscribe.
Hit that follow. Thank you guys for listening, tuning in. I very much appreciate it. I am Dan heading out along with Pat and Trey. You guys want to say goodbye?
All right. See you guys.
Rage Quit Pat is out. I will try and not rage as much.
Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for another exciting show.